Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 125. And yeah, I'd say there's some kind of significance or milestone there, 125. But let's be real here. We try to be real on the show. Every episode is special. And by special, I mean retarded. And by retarded, I mean... I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. Go to gruntfreepress.com if you have a chance. Just head over there. It may save your life. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. You can reach the show there for whatever, I don't know. I'm just passing along the information as provided. Is that they're slipping me sheets here. I'm trying to get the info out there. Or you could go to our Facebook page. You could have anyway in the past gone to the Grunt Free Press Facebook. I don't know how long that's gonna last because I get two different texts this week within a matter of minutes saying, and I quote here the text from my phone. Quote: "We removed your Facebook post because it contained abusive content." And now we have a long history here at Grunt Free Press of, well, being abusive. Yes, that's one thing that we do. But we also try to speak out against internet censorship and, you know, political correctness. We try to advocate for free speech. We're pro pornography, pro random acts of violence, that sort of thing. But yeah, I saw these fucking text messages. I got these messages from whoever, you know, just saying fucking, you know, we removed your Facebook posts. They found them offensive, and I'm starting to think maybe they really have gone too far at this point over at Facebook. You know, other places too, but just you know, my fucking. Those texts are from like Facebook, I guess. So the Facebook plantation's going a little bit too far in that direction. And I started thinking. I'm like racking my brain, just fucking. You know, what could I have posted that was so abusive? You know, by their definition of abusive, or that it could have been like reported and fucking removed. And I mean, that didn't take very long. We're just thinking about that. Because I've never had a fucking Facebook account, like, ever. Either for a personal, like, you know, personally have a Facebook account, and I'm, you know, the show never had a fucking Facebook page or anything like that, so, the website, none of that shit. There's never been a fucking Grunt Free Press Facebook page, whatever the fuck, so, I don't think I've ever even, like, been on fucking Facebook for any reason at all, ever, so... Yeah, I mean, that really just shows you how restrictive they really have become, you know, is they're preemptively fucking deleting fucking posts from accounts that don't exist, you know, so, I mean, they're not wrong. I mean, they're not wrong, and I probably would post some shit that's offensive and would probably have to be taken down, but still, I mean, that's not the point. Yeah, it's fucking spam text, you know, it's getting these fucking... random fucking numbers or whatever the fuck, just fucking that shit and other ones I get. I don't know, fucking log into your fucking iTunes account or some shit. It's like, I don't fucking use iTunes either. Fucking spam bots that can't even spam right, but you know, if you're gonna send me like spam, you know what I mean? Just fucking shit, fucking junk emails or fucking texts or whatever. At least show me like a big meaty fucking vag or something like that. So. You know, one of those things that are like, you know, singles in your fucking area, you know what I mean? Fucking bored fucking horny grannies or something like that. You know, then maybe, I mean, again, if I'm in the fucking, like, right frame of mind of just fucking like, maybe I can go for a fucking bored housewife at this point, something like that. And, you know, I might click on something like that, something stupid for the sake of, you know, even if not even to fucking find a broad, it's just like, the more pictures of fucking, you know, old fucking... flappy, meaty labia, you know? I'll start the show off with a warning, though, in this case, just in the light of all that Facebook censorship stuff, just saying, you know, that this podcast does contain labia. Maybe I should have said that earlier. I mean, I don't know. But, Yeah, this week has been, yeah, this fucking week here has been another week of just playing a lot of the same shit. I've been playing for the past 2 weeks or even longer in some cases, like fucking like months at some point. But there is something new I got. I got a new toy here we'll talk about, but later. But you know, if you've been if you haven't been interested in what I've been playing lately. The usual, you know what I mean. Just whatever, go fuck yourself. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, I do try to mix it up as best as I can, both for you know my sakes. I'm just fucking not just going through the motions of playing the same shit over and over. I get bored, but you know, I like variety, and yeah, again, mostly for my sake, whatever. But I mean, we're at the point in the year here where you know all the big AAA, the big games of they're out and. Yeah, I'm just kind of like chipping away at them, you know, making incremental progress on them. I'm not fucking waiting for. I can't even think of like, what's coming up that I'm really looking forward to. I can't even off the top of my head think of anything new releases. So, I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'm not like fucking like going into my backlog and like digging up like random garbage just yet. I'm still again. I still have like fucking like half a dozen games just fucking just going off and playing and. And I'm still fucking, like, buying, like, random shit, right, that I see that's on sale, like, new and old and whatever, but still plenty of shit I can play, but, you know what I mean? I think that's where I shine best, personally. Just fucking, like, some random bullshit. Try playing that, but, yeah, I'm still just going through just the shit that released in the past few months, you know? Speaking of that, I, prestiged again for the second time in, Call of Duty World War II times prestige, I guess. So yeah, I mean, you just get I got a fucking cool little birdie eagle icon thing next to my rank, and that's about it. When you fucking prestige, it's really it. You just fucking get like a stupid symbol next to your name. That's all you really get. I think you get like an extra class or something you can customize to, but you know, but yeah, you know, meaningless status symbols. That's fucking. That's basically what you get. That shows everybody that you wasted your time fucking getting a little symbol next to your name. That you know nobody gives a fuck about besides you. That certainly doesn't mean fucking you know people like guys like whatever 5th, 6th prestige must mean he's fucking good or whatever. Just that doesn't not the case. I mean I'm proof of that. So yeah, I mean that's like your main level or your soldier level, whatever the fuck they want to call it. Just fucking, you know, just gain that no matter what. It really is just fucking time played more or less. You know, you get more if you do good or whatever, but it's everybody, you know, anybody can fucking get that as long as they play enough. Yeah, I mean, what I'm, like, actively going for now, again, it's, like, fucking that shit, just the main player level, I don't give a shit about, like, whatever. Again, that's just, like, a time-to-time thing, but, so, yeah, I mean, you get, like, the daily, the weekly challenges, fucking, like, whatever. I just fucking, I go for that, like, actively, just fucking, like, you know, most of those, too, it's not, like, not really that difficult. I mean, the ones I'm going for now are, like, whatever, like, get, like, 200 explosive kills or something. That's pretty much just fucking throwing grenades or fucking playing like landmines or whatever, fucking claymores. It's like, I'll get those eventually, or even like, you know, rocket launchers and that type of shit, and fucking, you know, so you'll get the, you know, you'll get that eventually, or like fucking, it'll be like however many wins you'll get and fucking multi-kills or whatever. Again, it's not really something you have to be good at. Like, eventually you just throw a grenade and you'll get fucking two people at some point. So I was just kind of chip away at and don't think about, but yeah, what I'm actively going for are the fucking the weapon levels. You know, like each individual weapon ranks up as you get kills with them, and yeah, you know, but by doing that, I mean, you know you get like, yeah, you get XP for the fucking, you know, the weapons, assists and fucking kills with the weapons and shit. And you know, as your weapon ranks up, like, that actually fucking affects the game, you know what I mean? You unlock fucking, like, the attachments and shit. So, I don't know, this shit gets fucking, like, complicated. I try to explain it, and I don't fucking, like, whatever, last year was it fucking, Infinite Warfare or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah, the space one there where I'm fucking like, this shit, like, it, and that just seemed like a fucking, like, mess. Like, this one here is just fucking, like, nah, it's pretty simple when you think, you know, just fucking, like, whatever. But, It might even be the same thing, but it's just fucking the way they present it. It's like, no, it's pretty easy. I mean, you just fucking look through like what you have for weapons, and all right, that's my level and like whatever. But each weapon you use fucking levels up, and yeah, you know you're unlocking attachments for them that you can pick, and you know it's like fucking like you know you unlock a grip, you equip the grip, and that you know it lets you aim down the sights faster, you know, you fucking spring up the fucking reticle or the fucking like whatever the scope or your iron sights, so they come up faster. You unlock fucking like different scopes and fucking, you know, rapid fire, extended magazines. I actually like quite a bit. I like doing those on the guns. Because, you know, I fucking miss a lot. So it's fucking like, you know, it just sucks fucking like, laying into somebody, missing like half your shots as I usually do. And then like fucking like shit. And I'll get a fucking like switch, like, you know, my pistol or whatever the fuck is. Yeah. I like having like the extra rounds in there. But you also fucking, you equip that, it fucking makes the guns look fucking cool as shit, you know what I mean? When you put the extended magazines on, it's just, you know, giant fucking clips, like, sticking out and shit, just fucking, you know, it's like a long fucking banana clip or whatever, you know, some of them are, like, off to the side, there's just a huge fucking clip, or just, you know, like, fucking, like, drum barrels and shit, just fucking, you know, giant, like, circular fucking things, like, it looks like a fucking Tommy gun you put on, like, the SMGs and shit, it's fucking pretty cool. You know, it just fucking, like, looks cool, too, it's fucking, like, you know, helps me, and it looks fucking, like, real cool to use. So, yeah, so I'm focusing on those, you know, the weapon ranks, and once you reach the maximum level for each gun, I think it's different for each gun, too, like, some of them are, like, fucking, like, go up to, like, 5 or 6, and some of them go to, like, 12 or whatever. You know, then you prestige those. You prestige guns like twice, and the first time you do that, you can put your clan tag on it. You know, if you do it a second time, you can put like a kill counter on there. But you know, so that's all you, again, that's all you gain. Something nobody's gonna fucking see that. You know what I mean? It's just fucking like right there on the gun or whatever. You can see it. You can see the fucking kill counter and shit. But yeah, when you prestige, though, you fucking wipes out all your attachments. You gotta go through again and, re-earn all of them. Is it worth it just for some stupid cosmetic bullshit that nobody cares about or will probably ever see? Yeah, it is, I think. Yeah, again, it's one of those stupid things. It's like, you know, again, I'm not a fucking, like, I hate fucking, like, grinding, but it's fucking just like, I know, this is fun just because, you know, it's something to, you know, a goal to aim for, and you're trying fucking guns that you normally wouldn't use, that you don't like. A lot of my, you know, I'm just fucking try them once, and I'm like, I don't know, I like this one better, or whatever, so you stick with that, but it's fucking just like, I'm gonna stick with this, I'm gonna stick with it until I fucking, whatever, reach the fucking max level of it, and fucking, like, whatever, then I'll move on to something else, you know, so it just gets you fucking using different shit. Yeah, you know, just because the game is just fucking fun to play. You know, I'm still coming to terms with that too. Just every day, just fucking, you know, something has to be wrong here. That I'm just fucking like, no, I gotta play Call of Duty. I want to play fucking Call of Duty and shit for at least like an hour or whatever. Fucking at the end of the day, and just fuck around, see what the challenges are, try going for them, and I just can't stop fucking playing it. Just yeah, because I'm going for the you know, the weapon levels and shit, the gun XP or whatever. And, you know, obviously I'm at the fucking point now where all the guns are fucking, you know, the ones that I like the most, that I was, like, really comfortable with, they're all fucking, like, maxed out or whatever. Now I'm really, like, getting into the fucking, into, like, those guns that I'm, like, fucking, like, I tried once, I'm like, this thing's fucking garbage, like, I'm never fucking pick this shit, and just, I'm just getting into the weeds with this fucking, like, random shit, you know, like, fucking, like, rocket launchers, like, fucking, like, you know, it sounds fucking, again, some games are, like, fucking, like, you know, the rocket launchers are, like, ridiculous, you fucking use them, and, you know, they're, like, power weapons and shit, but, and here, there's two different types of them. This is, like, a straight-up fucking anti-infantry launcher, as you'd expect, but, again, I tried that, I'm just fucking, like, this could be, like, kind of cool to use, and fucking, But I never had fucking much luck using it, you know what I mean? Just fucking, like, you know, there'll be, like, you know, even like two people like next to each other, like standing next to a wall and fucking like all of like the anti-infantry launcher and been like fucking like, all right, I was fucking, you know, they're like a foot away from each other. I'll fucking shoot this right at the wall behind him. That should fucking like, you know, double kill easy. But it's just like, nah, just, you know, might hurt him a little bit, but it's not much of a fucking like radius to it or anything. You kind of almost got to be like direct on somebody or very fucking close. But, so I was like, yeah, this isn't like that kind of rocket launcher. Like it's fucking like not really that great. What it is good for is if you're playing like war and you have those, whatever, like walls or whatever, or fucking like structures that people build up, they have to go up and like plant a bomb on them. You can use the fucking rocket launcher to take those out. It's fucking like a couple hits from that. I mean, you get two rockets in it. Use fucking, you know, two shots of that and fucking you take them out from a distance. Like that's what it's really, really good for. But, yeah, then there's that one. Then there's an anti-air one, which again, like fucking most cases seems kind of useless. So it's like fucking like, what the fuck? I tried using that too, like fucking for like to shoot at people. And it's just like, no, it won't. You try shooting like 2 feet in front of you and the thing fucking like curves up straight up in the air. It just fucking goes all over the place. It's like, dude, I can't even fucking hit anything with this fucking thing. But, so yeah, you're supposed to use that one to shoot down, the enemy planes, like the UAVs and shit, or like counter intelligence, whatever, the ones that like block like your team's radar. And I think you can even like shoot down like, some of the other like air based score streaks, like fucking like whatever, the fucking like strafing runs and like, you know, the ball gunners and shit. And I mean, I've never done it personally. Like, I've never fucking pulled it off, but it seems like something that you could do. I mean, I've been like, strafing run incoming, and I'll fucking like look up, you see the thing coming, and like fucking like it's going like so fast, like coming right at you, and it's like, so it'd be fucking cool if I pull it off, and like you fucking like shoot and like, I don't know, miss by like, you know, goes right over the fucking top of the plane, and the guy fucking like gunned you down. But, would be cool if you could do it. I'm pretty sure you could, you know, but yeah, I mean, like doing the anti-air shit is usually something I gravitate towards in these games. You know, I always had a fucking anti-air launcher equipped in, you know, the older fucking Call of Duties and fucking Battlefields and shit, because, it really is fucking like helpful, you know what I mean? Like almost nobody else fucking tries doing it, and you know, on your team, it just seems like fucking like, yeah, nobody wants to do that, but it's just like one of those things is fucking like, it's pretty important if you can fucking pull that off and keep like shooting down their fucking like their air shit. But and it pisses people off too, you know what I mean? So yeah, when they get a fucking like score streak, then they have it fucking immediately shot out of the air. And I've definitely been banned for fucking like Battlefield, you know, a Battlefield server or two, because I'll fucking just like spawn in and fucking like right away like pull out a fucking, you know, launcher and people in like helicopters and shit, and just fucking just like constantly like harass them over and over again. Yeah, people hate that shit, and so do I, you know. I hate people, I mean, so, that's fuck people. But, yeah, it's just like, you know, especially in, like, Battlefield, they, like, whatever, people in, like, their private servers and shit, and again, it always be, like, the fucking, like, administrators are just fucking, like, oh, no, I'm just gonna, whatever the fuck, tweak these few things and make, you know, I'm good at flying these helicopters, I'm gonna tweak these fucking settings to make it, so, like, whatever the fuck, you know, whatever they do, and then fucking, like, oh, I was gonna sit up in this fucking helicopter all day, and then just fucking, like, sit there and just, like, constantly fucking lock onto them, so they have to fucking just, like, keep, like, using their smoke and shit, and, like, whatever, that's Battlefield. But, so, yeah, they actually made it kind of tough to shoot down shit, to shoot down the aircraft and, Call of Duty fucking World War II. Like, there's no locking on or anything like that. Like, you have to manually fucking aim at the fucking plane, and just you get to fucking try to compensate for, like, you know, how far away it is. I mean, fucking how fast it's going, and just, you know, the travel time of the rocket and all that shit, and just I mean, yeah, I mean, the planes are, like, slow, you know what I mean? They're not fucking, like, buzzing around. They're just kind of, like, hovering there in, like, a circle. But, it is something you have to fucking, like, get used to. You have to, you know, develop a fucking skill for it, right? Like, fucking, you know what I mean? You look through the, the scope or whatever on the fucking the anti-air rocket, and there's like three squares or whatever, so it's kind of like, all right, I gotta think of, like, you know, like, how close am I, like, just get like a feel for it. Like, I'm not fucking great at it still, but it's fucking like, all right, I'm getting okay, you know. It's almost like sniping, kind of like your plane sniping, I guess. So yeah, and I started using, or fucking like reusing, I guess, retrying some of the semi-automatic rifles, you know, like fucking, you know, I like, that was one of the first things I gravitated towards, because that's kind of like your go-to, like your bread and butter in the campaign. Is, you know, you just like, you always want like an M1 Garand, almost, like, this the gun you start with, and it's fucking just like, oh, it's, you know, awesome, until you fucking like run out of fucking ammo with it, and then it's like, fuck, I hope one of my fucking teammates dies so I can grab it, you know what I mean, just as you're playing the campaign. But yeah, I mean, the gun is fucking tough to use in multiplayer. You know, if you're doing, you know, if you're medium to close to close range, it's just fucking like, you're way, you know, much better off like an automatic rifle or a fucking like SMG or a shotgun or whatever, if you're really close, I guess, in that case. But yeah, then like, you know, once you get past that, like at any kind of like long range, you might as well have like a fucking a sniper rifle, you know what I mean? It's gonna kill somebody in like one shot, you know. Some of those fucking some of the fucking sniper rifles, if you get like one hit to like the torso, it's pretty much just a fucking one hit kill, you know what I mean? But fucking but yeah, I think I found kind of like a sweet spot for the M1 Garand in multiplayer. At least I had a few good games with it anyway. I'm not going to say I'm fucking amazing with it or anything, but yeah, first you want to put on a 4X scope on it, which I normally never use that fucking thing. It's just I'm all about fucking using a reflex scope for whatever reason. It's fucking just what I'm used to, and you know what I like. Red Dot used to be my go-to. Fucking, like, you know, the more modern games, fucking M16, fucking Red Dot scope is fucking all I would use in fucking the first Modern Warfare and shit. But yeah, if you use a M1 Garand, fucking 4X scope, fucking a grip to stop, like, some of the recoil when you're firing, and that's about it. I mean, that just seems to be the key. I was using that, and just fucking, like, all right, just get, like, this certain distance, and just fucking, you can get a, you know, few good shots off before they fucking like run off. I mean, just seems to be the key key to that. I mean, it's the pro tip of whatever. Once I went away, again, I'm not saying I was great at it, but it's fucking like, no, I had a few good games that seemed to work out pretty well. And yeah, I also tried using the sawed off shotgun, which yeah, that thing fucking sucks. You know, I'm all about five. Yeah, I love the fucking the shot, like every other shotgun in the fucking game. Just mainly the combat shotgun with fucking, you know, just fucking, it's like whatever, six or eight shots in there. You just fucking pump, you know, pump, shoot, pump, you know, fucking just keep going with it. Just yeah, using the combat shotgun with incendiary rounds is fucking great. I mean, I love that shit. But there's some other lever action one or whatever that's okay. I mean, it's fucking, it's kind of the same thing, but it's fucking just like, all right, it's just a little more of a spread or whatever, is, you know, a little less range, but you can shoot a little bit faster. Like, that's okay too. And just there's some third one that's got like some fucking like alternate like third barrel on it. That's why it's like a long range like fucking bullet or some shit, like a long range fucking bullet you can shoot from there. But I have no idea what that's about. Like, I leveled that thing up, and that's, like, the last thing you unlock is, like, that third barrel to shoot whatever the fuck it is. Like, fucking a long-range bullet or whatever. But, yeah, as soon as I unlock that, it's, like, the last thing you unlock, then it's fucking like, oh, you get to prestige it, so you fucking lose it, so I never really get to fuck with it. But yeah, regardless, I mean, all the fucking shotguns in the game are fucking great. They're amazing. Except the fucking sawed-off is fucking awful. It's so bad. Which, and that's fucking like strange too. I think you end up fucking unlocking it by prestiging in the expeditionary class. You know, you like the different fucking like divisions or whatever. And I think the only way to unlock that thing is to fucking prestige your fucking the expeditionary one. So, I mean, you'd figure it'd be like, oh, that's something you get unlocked, like, later on. It's fucking, you'd figure it'd be fucking, like, oh, you know, if anything, it'd be fucking, like, overpowered and a little bit more, you know, more, damaging or whatever than the other ones, you know? But, I don't know what the fuck, like, why anybody would use that fucking thing. Like, I don't know. Just, yeah, judging by every other fucking, you know, sawed-off fucking shotgun and, you know, every other game I've ever made, you know, you'd think, like, fucking, like, all right, this thing's gonna be, like, you know, you gotta get, like, really close range, you know, like, a couple feet away close, and, but at that point, it should just be fucking, like, brutal, you know what I mean? Just fucking, like, if anybody's on the fucking screen near you, the thing will just fucking, like, you know, murder them, one shot or whatever, two shots if you use fucking both barrels, I guess, but, no, it should have a fucking, like, huge fucking spread to it, so, you know, you barely have to fucking aim, but, so I'm using this fucking thing, and just, you know, I fucking swear, I've been fucking, like, right up people's fucking, like, asses, and, you know, they're, like, filling up the, you know, the entire screen, there's fucking, there's no way I can fucking, like, miss them at all, you know, just fucking pull the trigger, like, they're in fucking, like, melee distance, and I fucking, like, pull the trigger, and just fucking, you know, get fucking, like, hit marker, or, like, two fucking hit markers, and they just, like, spin around, just immediately fucking just mow me down, like, nothing happened, like, you know what I mean, like, I'm sitting there reloading the fucking stupid, you know, two shells like an asshole, and they just fucking, like, I just brush it off and fucking shoot the fucking shit out of me, so, yeah, so, I don't know, fucking sawed-off shotgun, I don't know what the fuck's going on, is, you know, even if fucking, you know, I'm putting, like, incendiary shells with it, and trying to make it work like that, and I was going for, like, a daily challenge. It was, you know, one of the challenges is fucking, like, oh, you know, kill 10 people with fucking incendiary shells. It's fucking, like, all right, whatever, dude. That should be, like, one game with, like, any other one of these shotguns. But again, I'm trying to level up the fucking sawed-off, so it's like, all right, I load up fucking incendiary shells, this thing, and just fucking... I was going, like, fucking, like, 2 and 12, you know, fucking 1 and 15 and shit, and fucking just fucking play, having, like, horrible games to run around with this fucking thing, and, you know, again, normally I fucking love running around with fucking the shotguns and shit, just, I was doing fucking horrible, just couldn't get a kill, couldn't do shit, and yeah, some of those kills, too, they weren't even counting as, like, the incendiary shell kills for whatever reason, like, again, I'd fucking, like, hit them, and fucking, like, they'd be burning and shit, and I hit them fucking, like, twice again, like, a foot away, and this fucking, like, oh, they're on fire twice, and I'm reloading, I get fucking murdered, and it's like, oh, well, the fire should kill them, it's like, oh, no, whatever, it doesn't do anything, I don't know, this fucking seems broken, the sawed off, like, it needs to be fucking, like, buffed or whatever the fuck, and I'm just, or maybe no, we'll stick with that. Yeah, the gun must be broken, it can't be me sucking, that must be it. So yeah, I also sat my ass down and played through the story mode of Injustice 2 again. Yeah, if I already did it on fucking, like, PS4, but I'm like, oh, I'll do it on, I want to do it on PC again, just cause, yeah, I gotta switch a cord to play the fucking PS4, switch a fucking HDMI cord, there's just too much work, I'd rather fucking save it all on fucking PC or whatever, but, yeah, so I go through the story mode again, and just, good fucking lord, I mean, I know I'm repeating myself, I already fucking talked about this when I played it on fucking PS4, but, and other fighting games, but man, those fucking fighting game stories are fucking awful in general, and just, yeah, Injustice 2, I mean, I'm not going to argue, you know, people say, like, it's the best fucking fighting story ever made and shit, and it's, I won't even argue with that, like, yeah, it probably is, just, yeah, it's still fucking, still painful, it still fucking hurts to go through that shit, just, pretty simple critique here, I'd say, you know, the name of the genre itself is fucking fighting games, you know what I mean, fighting game, so... yeah, I guess what I want to do here is, you know, fight, you know what I mean? And I guess what I don't want to do is just sit there and fucking watch fucking long ass cinemas, you know, cinematics play out. So, I mean, there has to be like some kind of fucking rule of thumb, like guideline or something like that for just, you know, how long fucking cinemas can be in fucking, well, games in general, I'd hope for, but I mean, in fucking fighting game stories, you know, like the story mode of fighting games, there just has to be like fucking like, no, we can't fucking go past this, you know, it, maybe like 2 minutes max, you know, two minutes at like the very, you know, high end of that, just fucking cut it off at that point. That'd be nice, you know what I mean? I can deal with a little bit of, the fucking, the dumb setup of trying to get two fucking superhero characters to fucking, like, fight each other. Like, that's fine. Or just fucking, like, oh, you know, fucking kung fu movie. You just fucking, like, oh, you know, we must fight to the death. And, just fucking, like, get going. Just, like, who cares, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's fine. Something dumb, you know what I mean? The dumber, the better, I think. But yeah, I mean, these are just fucking going on and on and on, and I'm fucking checking my phone, as it's going on, again, I've already seen it, number one, and it was still fucking boring me, number two, and it's fucking just like, oh, whatever, dude, just fucking, it's like, Jesus Christ, it's still fucking going. Now I'm fucking, like, getting up to do shit, and fucking, like, cleaning up my room and shit, just, like, peeking over, like, is that shit over yet? No? Like, fucking Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, then the fight comes, and it's fucking like, oh, 90-second, like, time limit fight of just fucking just going, usually lasts like a minute, you know what I mean? Then it's fucking like, okay, now more cinemas, and fucking like, oh, Jesus, man. But, but I did it, and if I unlocks fucking Brainiac, so it's like, all right, now I have all the fucking characters unlocked and whatever, different shit to you, like, different. You're unlocking, like, cosmetic, like, the loot boxes and shit equipped on all the other characters as you're playing them through the fucking story too, and just that you want to just go and fuck around in the other modes there. The multiverse mode is the main one there, and that shit's fun. I started playing that, and I'm like, all right, this is fun. Like, you know what I mean? This is why I fucking like sat through that, and all the good shit's in there. Like, the fucking random challenges with fucking wacky rules and shit. The low gravity and fucking like, all right, calling fucking Catwoman to fucking come and assist you, and yeah, there's a fucking, the straight up arcade mode is in there. Just fucking, just set the difficulty at the beginning that you want, and just fucking go through a set number of opponents, and you fight fucking Brainiac at the end of that, as he's like the last boss and shit, and just, that's kind of all you need in a fucking fighting game. Just like those are, arcade modes like that. Just, again, if they wanted to do that, and just fucking like, oh, here's like a, whatever, 30-second fucking cinema for each character that you go through, whatever, that you're playing as, like, that'd be fine. Like, I don't know why they just need, like, this big, like, fucking, like, 8-hour, just like, Jesus Christ, dude, this is fucking insane. just give me an arcade mode and a fucking, a good tutorial mode, too, is nice, which, Injustice 2 doesn't really have that, it just does, like, the basic, like, oh, here's, like, a very basic, like, run, run, jump, whatever the fuck, light punch, heavy punch, like that, like, here's the buttons type of thing, and they go through, like, all right, you're playing as Batman in it, and, like, fucking, like, all right, here's Batman's moves, and fucking, like, that shit, but, yeah, I'm a big fan of, like, again, like, the in-depth, just fucking, like, pick a character, and, like, here's all the, every fucking move they can possibly do, here's a bunch of fucking, like, combos for them, and shit like that, like, here's a checklist of shit to do, just, I like that, and, that type of thing from fucking, again, Street Fighter 4 was really good, fucking Dead or Alive 5, like, that type of shit, the tutorial modes and that. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite had a decent one. It was, wasn't, like, fucking, like, too in-depth, but it was fucking just a checklist of, like, increasing difficulty of shit to do, but, yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's like fucking like that shit there. Like, I'm never gonna show me the shit that I'm never gonna figure out on my own. You know what I mean? These crazy like fucking like 30 fucking hit combos and shit, and just even if you told me the fucking like, all right, you gotta hit like these buttons, like do these motions, like here's like here's like the string that you have to do. You know what I mean? To do it, I'd fuck the timing up trying to do it, and I'd never be able to do it, but, I need as fucking much feedback as possible. Like, I need to see, like, all right, I was doing it, all right, here's where I fucked up, all right, try it again, like, even to do, like, fucking, again, I'm retarded, so, like, fucking even, like, 5-6 fucking hit combos, like, I need, like, some kind of, like, feedback, I'm just gonna fuck it up every time, so... So yeah, I mean, just fucking around in the multiverse there is fun. I mean, again, you're playing that, you're fucking earning gear for the fighters, loot boxes, you fucking open those up, get random gear, and, yeah, again, more of this fucking, like, individual levels of, like, characters and, like, whatever, just, the more you use each character, they level up, and pretty much all that does is it lets you equip, like, higher level gear, and yeah, I mean, you can upgrade the gear that you have to make it, make it better, fucking raises your stats, and It's pretty in depth, and yeah, you know, I like that just because, you know, it's an incentive to keep playing it, and it affects both like you know, your stats and it's cosmetic too on top of that. So you know, you can really fucking get in there and make all the characters look pretty cool, and you know, between like the gear and the different shaders, so you get different colors of the same shit. You know what I mean? Like equip like the same thing but different colors, and yeah, I'm just not a fan of the UI set up for that. Like the process of actually going through and like going through each character and, you know, selecting the different pieces and all that. And yeah, you know, there's just way too much fucking around in the menus. You know, backing out, you got to back out to open up the fucking the loot boxes, and you have to go back into the character's select screen and just fucking like, all right, well, what about this thing I just equipped? You know, I just earned or whatever I just got from the boxes, and oh, I'm not a high enough level to equip that. And you know, and then you play a little bit more, fucking level up a little bit, and fucking, you know, unlock more shit, and back out again, and check all you like, pretty much go through and just check all the characters again, and fuck to see the shit that you unlock from like the either like the matches themselves or the loot boxes. And yeah, you know, again, it's just a lot of like checking shit, backing out, checking shit, and just fucking like, yeah, I just wish you could just pick a character at the start of like a match, like whatever you're doing, and just fucking like, all right, just go from there, and just fucking like, all right, just equip. You go to like a little option thing there. It's like, all right, what do we have for this character that I'm picking at this moment? And you know, let me fucking like customize right there and then play. You know, it would just make more sense, I think, than that. You know, just fucking, it's more fucking time consuming than it needs to be. And speaking of more time consuming than it needs to be, I'm going to talk about getting a Nintendo Switch after this. And yeah. There's a whole story there. Not of getting it was the easy part, but we'll talk about setting it up, which is fun.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. A man in a trench coat, badge I laid off. Says he's got a bad call, wants to get it paid off. Took out a pill, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie calls Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but phone's tapped anyway. Walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash the plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell. Hang bell, hard to tell if everything is gonna sell. Try hard, get boxed, get back, ride rail. Get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit. Losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep on, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and he put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to avoid the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, in case you forgot. And yeah, so I caved in and I bought a Nintendo Switch, which, you know, I had that 25% discount for working Black Friday, and I had a little bit of extra money in the bank from a bonus, like a whatever the fuck, quarterly bonus, whatever the fuck. So, you know, I gave into the hype, you could say, you know. I think it ended up being like, you know, after all that shit, and my regular discount, it was like $220 or some shit, like including like tax and all that. So I think I did okay on that front as far as like the price goes of fucking buying the thing, you know what I mean? Because, you know, before I fucking, like, well, like, the day before, I'm like, yeah, I was still just fucking, like, should I fucking waste my money on this fucking thing, or shouldn't I, or what the fuck? So I'm just like, all right, let me check, right, before I do this, before I fucking use my discount here on this fucking thing, let me, look around on, like, eBay and, like, Amazon and that shit before I bought it, and yeah, they were like fucking stupid expensive on fucking like eBay. Like they're selling for like $500-$600 or some shit. I'm just like, dude, like that's fucking crazy. Again, I fucking the store I work at, but we've had them fucking stocked like since they were out. Like they're always fucking have those fucking systems in. Like I don't know why the fuck, why they're still like in demand still, and fucking like Amazon, like it was sold out, like out of stock there. So, yeah, so I'm just fucking like, all right, well, whatever. So it's like fucking, even if I fucking bought this thing full price, it'd be okay. But you know, I'm getting, again, it's like $220. Like, all right, that's fine. I'll fucking do it. So yeah, I pulled the trigger on that, fucking bought it. And yeah, first impressions of the system itself, the fucking, you know, the hardware, whatever. And I'm going to preface this by saying, you know, it's a console I really paid no fucking attention to it at all. Like fucking, again, you know, I heard about it. I heard fucking people like, oh, I love it. It's fucking portable and blah, blah, blah. And just, you know, I'd never, again, the portable aspect of it doesn't appeal to me at all. Like, I don't fucking, again, when I'm out, I don't fucking play games and shit when I'm out doing shit. You know, it's not something that fucking, you know, I don't fucking take a bus or whatever. Fucking, I don't think I've been a passenger in somebody else's car in like fucking like 10 years, I don't think. So it's just like, yeah, you know, I never fucking seen a fucking Switch in person, or I don't know anybody who fucking owns one. I didn't fucking watch any videos on it. I don't think I fucking watched even like more than a couple seconds of a fucking Switch game being played. I mean, besides, I think the only fucking footage I've seen of one of the games on there was like the compilation of the launch games or whatever. When the shit like first came out, it was fucking like, oh, here's all this shit. And just, you know, long enough to see, you know, I was like, fucking, I remember like seeing like the stupid like cow milking game and thinking like, well, that looks fucking gay. You know what I mean? And I just, so all I really had to go on and fucking like, how is this thing fucking like supposed to look, is just the picture on the box, more or less. I'm just fucking like, okay, I guess that's what this is, what a Switch is, you know what I mean? It's fucking so I get it. I fucking open up the box and I fucking just, I'm like, all right, start taking all the parts out of it that are all fucking like wrapped in like plastic bags and shit, you know, as you do when you get a fucking, you know, new fucking console or whatever, and lay it all out. I'm just fucking, dude, what the fuck am I even looking at here? Like, there's all these little fucking, like, plastic pieces and shit. Like, it was a big fucking black fucking block, and I get, like, you know, I see the little fucking orange and blue, like, little dildo things that was like, all right, well, those are the controllers, sure, I guess. I mean, you know, it looks like a controller fucking split in half. I get that, and just, Then there's fucking like roughly like controller shaped like hunk of fucking plastic there too, and smaller black pieces of fucking plastic with fucking like cords on them and shit, and you know, then there's the fucking the screen which I assume fucking like, all right, well, that's just like a screen for the portable part of it, I guess, and just you know, when you use it in fucking like handheld mode, yeah, you fucking like slap those things on there and it's all right, fine, just But then I'm like, again, that black fucking block thing is like ports for the power and the HDMI connection. So I'm like, all right, that must be like the main fucking like system, I guess. You know what I mean? Just fucking like, all right, the screen's the portable part of it, and just fucking, so I'm doing some fiddling, good old fucking fashioned fucking fiddling with fucking, you know, pieces of shit, and just fucking trying to get it to fit, and, you know, snapping pieces together and trying to make sense of it. I'm just not having fucking much luck how this fucking thing's supposed to go together, you know. Again, it's like fucking playing with fucking Legos or some shit, and it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Like, you know, every console, like pretty much every fucking console like ever made is for as far back as I can remember, from even fucking like, you know, Atari like 2600 or whatever the fuck. It's like, you know, what do you do with them when you get them? You know, like how do you set up a console? Is power, you know, plug in the power cord, fucking power in there, power into the system, fucking video out to the fucking TV or whatever, you know, connect a controller and you're pretty much good to go. I mean, that's fucking consoles, you know what I mean? That's fucking how consoles work. But I don't know, this fucking thing is a fucking ordeal. It's just like, again, just trying to like, all right, what the fuck? Like, what is this thing? What is this? What the fuck is this shit? Just, no, I'm trying, I'm like, all right, well, look at, you know, there's a fucking piece of paper in there, fucking like, oh, is there like instructions on there? Like, even like, you know, again, just a fucking like simple like diagram would be fine. Just fucking like, oh, this snaps into here, this snaps into there. And, but yeah, it's just fucking that piece of paper is just all fucking like a million fucking like warnings, you know what I mean? In fucking like 10 different languages and shit. And just, all right, I'm kind of on my own here, I guess. And just fucking, you know, unwrap the fucking, the screen part of it and like try to like, it's like, all right, so it looks like the controllers like snap into the screen here, and you know, try to fit the controllers in there, and fucking like, all right, slide them in, and fucking like, okay, like this doesn't seem right, and just fucking like, all right, well, they're on the wrong way, or it goes the other way than how you would think, and just I've got them fucking backwards, they're not like sliding in correctly and shit, and just yeah, as it turns out, you're supposed to, the first thing you're supposed to do is power up the screen, and then fucking the screen is the fucking console, I guess, you know, it kind of makes sense, again, fucking portable thing, it's all fucking on there, and like, whatever, and just, hey, you power it up, and they start giving you directions from there, and it's fucking, that's, I don't know, that's probably like literally the fucking, the last thing that I thought of, just fucking, besides like, snapping shit in, like, alright, the HDMI cord set in, and what the fuck, it's just like, dude, it's just a fucking mess, and just, you know, again, just by going by every other fucking console ever made, you know, just fucking, generally don't try to power up the system until you like think everything's all like set up correctly, you know what I mean? Come on, guys, come on. You know, I was assuming the fucking like the handheld part of it, like the, you know, it's like, all right, if I'm gonna use this thing handheld, this probably, you know, could have like the battery pack in there that's gonna be charged, so like why would I, you know, I don't want to turn the, why would you want to turn the fucking the portable part, like the screen part, on now, you know what I mean? Like, you'd want to fucking charge it up first, but I don't know, guess not, you know what I mean, like, fucking Jesus, but, yeah, you turn it on, it just kind of, like, guides you through, like, kind of, like, all right, this is how you connect the controllers, this is how you connect to a TV, and power it up, and all that shit, which is, that part's pretty fucking, like, haggard, I gotta say, like, the big fucking black box there, which I do like fucking big black boxes in general, but hey, there's like a fold down fucking flap in the back of it, and it's got like the power and the video, the hookups are there in the back that you get, again, it's like a little like hollowed out compartment in that box, and yeah, so you could hook up the fucking cables through there, again, HDMI out, power out, whatever, will power in, I guess, and yeah, so this is like a hollowed out fucking like square or fucking like rectangle, whatever, and you have to like run the wires like from that compartment out, and then there's like a little hole, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, you snap, you know, fold it fucking back up or whatever, and you get to fucking have the cords out of that hole. So I mean, so you're doing fucking like cable management on the fucking thing. You know, it's not that big of a deal. It's just fucking two cords, which is like, dude, what? I was like, why is this fucking like this? Like, this is fucking like ridiculous. You know, it makes no fucking sense. You know, why aren't the fucking connections like fucking like on, you know, on the screen? You know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't they just fucking be there? And you know what I mean? Fucking HDMI power right there. That fucking like, all right, charges it, and fucking you know, video out right on the fucking thing, and then, oh, it's portable, you unplug them and you go, like, why is this fucking, like, piece of plastic here with the fucking, like, that shit on there, you know, the fucking power and the video's on the fucking piece of plastic, it's fucking ridiculous, but, yeah, so, I do that shit, I do it, and, alright, fucking, you know, get that going, alright, connect the fucking, the internet, fucking, no, you gotta do, like, the updates and all that, it's nothing, like, too long, it wasn't that bad, and just, yeah, you know, I have to link my fucking PayPal account, like, blah, 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 the usual, all that good stuff, and, You know, I have to download Super Mario Odyssey 2, you know, the one fucking game I bought the thing for. Yeah, and if, you know, of course it's fucking full price. It's like $60, and I don't know when the fucking last time was that I actually paid full price for a fucking game, but like whatever, you know what I mean? Like what am I going to do? All right, fine. Buy that, fucking let it download, and you know that takes a little bit, and fucking like, you know, at that point, you know, after fucking with this thing and, you know, trying to set it up, and now I'm downloading the game, it's like, it's getting late, you know. I don't know how much time I'm gonna even have to fucking play this thing now, but okay, whatever, you know what I mean. I'm fucking looking at the screen as I'm waiting, you know, my fucking, you know, I get hooked up to my monitor that I'm using, my brand new monitor, right, and just, there's these little fucking black lines going like horizontally across the fucking screen, like randomly, like out little peer for a second, kind of move around and then fucking disappear and fucking like pop up, and just like, I'm like, yeah, that kind of sucks, but you know what I mean? It's not really that clear and those fucking lines keep popping up, but I'm like, it's probably a loose cord or whatever the fuck. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm waiting for that to download. Just fucking like, all right, I'll fucking reconnect everything. I'll make sure everything's all fucking connected right and fucking snug or whatever. And one thing I will say about this fucking monitor too is it's a bitch to fucking connect anything to, like the HDMI and even like, you know, this fucking, what is it, HDMI, and there's like the high definition fucking HDMI, like two different fucking things, and it's on the fucking bottom of the TV, right? And it's fucking, again, like it's just fucking like right up, like just like just enough room for the fucking thing to like fucking snap in there or whatever. So it's a bitch. Like you gotta fucking, like, you know, with the stand, fucking pull the stand up, pull it out, and then it's fucking like everything's kind of like, you know, it's dragging itself down kind of, and you fucking just like, you know, get it at a fucking angle, like trying to jam your thumb, you know, your fingers up in there to fucking like, I kind of got it, and I hope I got it, and it's fucking like, it's a bitch to do. But so I'm like fucking, yeah, I'm just like, oh, I'm checking that, like, all right, maybe that's loose, and fucking, like, I'll redoing that, and like, all right, I got it, it's fucking in there, it's as best as, you know, it's fucking, it's in there, like, correctly, and, yeah, I got it running through my capture card, too, you know what I mean, so there's an HDMI into that, and just, you know, HDMI into the capture card, then out to the monitor, you know what I mean, that's fucking, again, rechecking that, everything, you know, so fucking reconnect everything, and fuck, it's not helping, it's still fucking the same shit, black lines and shit, so I'm like, alright, well, gave me a fucking bad HDMI cable, somebody seemed to have fucking bad luck with that, I've had that a couple times, it's fucking like, alright, this is, like, even, like, new shit, and it's fucking just like, it's fucked up, and switch out the HDMI cord, and that was it, like, the thing came with a fucking bad HDMI cord, so swapping that with another cable, swapping both cables, and it's like the same shit. Just fucking like, all right, whatever, man. I guess it's fucking going to be black lines occasionally fucking popping up. Like, that sucks, but I guess I'll fucking deal with it at this point. Like, I don't give a shit. So, so the game downloads, and like, all right, it was fucking finally play some fucking Mario Odyssey here. So it's like, all right. do my usual routine playing a game, fucking open up OBS, fucking click video capture card for the output or whatever input, like whatever the fuck that you're gonna stream, all right, video capture card, and as soon as I do that, the fucking screen just goes completely fucking black, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the preview, that's all black. I switch over to the fucking, on the monitor, to like the, you know, the fucking input, the fucking switch, and that's just completely black, like nothing, like, you know, fucking, you know, just, it must be like a setting or something I gotta change here for the fucking, the switch or something like that, so, I try to do that through OBS, you know what I mean? Because that launches, even if you're using OBS, you go into fucking like, all right, I want to fuck with the capture card settings. That just launches the, I use an Elgato fucking capture card, and that just pretty much launches that software from there, so you can fuck with it and just, so going through all that shit, there's an option for Nintendo Switch. It's like, you know, a drop down menu of like all the different consoles you can use or whatever, and just fucking like, all right, well, Nintendo Switch is there, so if I just fucking click that, should fix it. And click on that, and the fucking just keeps fucking reverting back to just fuck. I click on that, then it just fucking snaps right back to what I had before. It's like Xbox One or whatever. Just fucking just goes right back, and it's fucking like, well, that's fucking gay. Like, I don't know what the hell is going on there. So I'm like, all right, let me fucking just shut down OBS completely and just try to fucking like straighten the shit out through like open up like the real, you know, straight up fucking Elgato capture card software and just do it from there. get everything set. So do that, fucking, all right, so Nintendo Switch, check, get that, you know, fucking, it works there, it just fucking stays, but there's still no fucking signal, just a fucking black screen, just, dude, what the fuck, you know what I mean? I've been playing fucking, you know, Xbox One, fucking 360, PS3, PS, every fucking console under the sun, you know what I mean? It's just the same fucking card, the same setup, everything just fucking works. Just fucking swap out again, just swap out the cord, HDMI cord in, and it just fucking, I don't even usually fuck with anything else. It just fucking, it just works like that. It just fucking goes on. So, you know, I've just had gone through, you know, all sorts of like converters and splitters and fucking upscalers for fucking older consoles. Again, there's no problem. It usually just fucking works, you know? So it's like, you know, it's like, dude, now this fucking piece of shit, you know, this fucking brand new fucking system I just bought is going to start giving me fucking problems. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. So yeah, I started doing like the usual fucking troubleshooting bullshit, you know, fucking look online, you know, searching fucking whatever, you know, Elgato fucking Switch streaming problems or whatever the fuck, and, you know, and then there's, you know, a few videos pop up, you know, and then I was like, all right, let's watch these videos, you know, how to stream Switch with your Elgato card or whatever, so. And they're just fucking like, all right, you know, you take the HDMI out from the Switch, you put it into the HDMI in on the capture card, then you fucking, you know, HDMI out from the capture card and through the HDMI in on the TV, and there you go, you're good to go. Like the most like basic shit. It's just like, dude, fuck you, fucking piece of shit. Like the most like simple thing, like, yeah, no shit, like that's not like a problem at all. Like any fucking retard could do that. So yeah, what pisses me off about trying to look shit up on the internet now is, you know, everything's on fucking video now, you know what I mean? It's fucking, nobody writes, like, just, like, an article or whatever, just fucking, like, oh, here's, like, troubleshooting, like, whatever, like, tips, or, like, you know, like, no, like, written anything. It's just fucking, like, oh, here's a YouTube video, it always fucking sent you to you, like, you can't find fucking just somebody, anybody writing anything, you know? It's just like, oh, you know, all these fucking 10-minute videos could be summed up in, like, 3 sentences, you know what I mean? Like, you just fucking, like, read, like 3 fucking sentences real quick to get the same shit out of what I'm doing here watching this fucking 10-minute video. So, you know, I have to sit through some fucking asshole's fucking life story before I realize he's just going to give me fucking, the little nugget of fucking information he's going to give me is fucking useless anyway, you know what I mean? You know, hey guys, you know, I know some of you have asked about Gina and the fucking kids, and, you know, they're doing fine, and Billy got an A on his math test last week, so, you know, we told him we'd take him to Chuck E. Cheese for his birthday, and, you know, stick around at the end of the video, I'll show you some pictures we took of the elk that we're grazing in our backyard, and, you know, don't forget, like and subscribe and follow me on Twitter, and, you know, we had 3 new Patreon donations last week, so we're going to be doing a joke of the day from now on every video, and, let's take a look at how to stream your Nintendo Switch, you know, to your, you know, Elgato card, and, the funny thing about Nintendo is there used to be a card company, and, you know what I mean, it's fucking just like, Jesus Christ, you know, I'm a fucking steaming fucking, like, pissed, like, watching some of these videos. I'm just like, dude, I want to just get this shit fucking working again. It's getting late. Like, hurry the fuck up. I'm going to fucking strangle you. So, you know, what kind of fucking asshole just fucking rambles on about shit that nobody could possibly care about but themselves, you know? That's fucking ridiculous. So, you know, those pants I bought for work the other week, and they were Carhartt. I don't think I mentioned the brand, by the way. I know people were asking that. It's a Carhartt brand. So, I mean, they're really nice. I mean, they do run a little bit long. I mean, it's, like, you know, they had them dragging on the ground. I had to fold them up, like, at the seams or whatever. Just, so they were dragging. So, something to keep in mind if you do go that route. So yeah, I mean, the shit I'm fucking looking up, like, dude, these fucking videos are like no fucking help at all. You know, all I can do is start, and it's like, dude, all I can really do now is I'm just fucking just start swapping chords again. It's fucking, I got a million fucking HDMI cords in a fucking draw. So I start like pulling them out and like, all right, fucking replace this one with this one, and fucking does that work? You know, trying it on different things, like fucking trying to figure out which one, if one's bad or what, or what's going on, but. Nope, nothing fucking works. Just, you know, keep getting the same shit, fucking black lines. You know, if I'm not fucking trying to stream it, I'm still getting those, you know, little fucking black lines across the fucking screen. pretty much anytime I try, you know, opening up like any of that software, you know, just fucking, I get the, you know, if I try doing that, it just goes completely to fucking black. Everything like craps out. Everything's completely fucking black, you know. But if I just go like just running it through the card with no software open, I'm still getting those black lines and shit. So I'm like, all right, let's try this. Let's try fucking eliminating the fucking the capture card like completely and fucking just hook it up directly to the fucking switch to the fucking my monitor. Like that's it. And try doing that. So I do that, and fucking the picture's fucking, like, perfect, like, it's fine, like, no black line, just fucking crystal clear, and just, so what does that mean, you know what I mean? I'm fucking, like, cool, I can, you know, I can play it, and it'll be clear and shit, but what's going on, you know, is the capture card, like, fucking fried, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, all right, so now I gotta figure this shit out, So I hook up the fucking Xbox back, you know, Xbox One back up to the capture card. I was just fucking playing and fucking streaming Ninja Gaiden like fucking a week ago, or whatever, not too long ago. So it was fine. So hook that back up. I'm like, no, that's fine. That's the same as it was before. Like no problems there. So I'm just like, is the capture card, is it like too old of a fucking model? You know what I mean? It's fucking like 3 or 4 years old. Like it doesn't just not fucking support the Switch. Like. I mean, that's doubtful, you know, because, you know, those fucking, again, those assholes on fucking YouTube were using the same card, just fucking like, oh, no, you just fucking hook it up and it's good and blah, 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 so, but, like, you know, maybe, I mean, I don't know, maybe something, there's some whatever or something in there that's fucked up or, I don't know, like, again, maybe it is just fucking like an older model, like, just fucking, I don't know, so... So it's like, all right, start looking at fucking, like, newer models of fucking capture cards and just, dude, like, fucking... buying another fucking capture card is like the last thing I want to fucking do, like, period. Especially that fucking moment in time, you know what I mean? It's like they're not fucking like cheap at all. The one I have now is still like fucking like $200, like $250 or whatever, and just then there's like a step up from that does like 4K, and that's like fucking like $350. I'm like, dude, fuck that, dude, no fucking way. I'm not paying more for fucking equipment to stream fucking a Nintendo Switch than I paid for them. You know, I paid for the fucking actual console. I was like, yeah, that's not fucking happening. No way. So I'm just like fucking like, well, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I guess I'm just going to have to fucking hook it up right to the TV and fucking, I guess I'm not going to be, streaming this fucking thing. So I guess I'm going like the old school fucking offline gaming for, you know, everything Switch related, just going to be like offline fucking whatever. So, which is, you know, it's not, I'm like, whatever, dude. Not a big fucking deal, because I was looking through the store too, and it's fucking like really the only thing. It's still the only thing that I really give a shit about. It's fucking Mario Odyssey and maybe that fucking Mario fucking Rabbids like XCOM type game. That, you know, those are like the only two games I really give a shit about right now. So it's just like whatever. If I'm not gonna stream it, who cares? Like everybody else is fucking. You know what I mean? Like everybody else has their, I guess, their shit straightened out. Like who cares? You know? But Plus, I've gone over this fucking before. You know, I'm not a fucking streaming. You know, I'm not a fucking game streaming star by fucking any definition. I just do it to do it. You know what I mean? Just fucking anybody wants to fucking watch some mediocre bullshit gameplay with no commentary, like knock yourself out. Like, you know, I'm not a fucking entertainer. Believe it or not, I know it's shocking, but so I'm just like, oh fuck it, yeah, play offline. Like, who cares? You know, but Yeah, basically the fucking summation of that story is fucking, you know what I mean, fucking, my first day with the Switch was just kind of a fucking, like, nightmare, but, you know, by the time I finished fucking with the system itself and all that bullshit, it's fucking like, alright, I'm playing it offline, fuck it, and just, you know, I'll play fucking played Super Mario Odyssey for like 45 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, that was it. And then fucking, like, the entire time I'm playing, I'm just kind of, like, pissed off and just fucking just, like, in the back of my head, I'm just kind of, like, going through ways of, like, what if I do this and what if I, you know what I mean? Like, fucking different ideas to try to, like, sort this fucking streaming problem out and, not good ideas. Any of them, just fucking, you know, what if I, and then fucking like, I don't know, that's fucking really stupid. And my usual thought process is what I'm saying, fucking just stupid shit. That's fucking like, no, that's not going to work. But, so yeah, I'll get to the game. I'll get to fucking Mario in just a second. Just want to give you some closure on this epic tale. My own little Odyssey, absolute Deicide's Odyssey. So then I'm like, whatever. So I play it for like fucking 45 minutes. And I'm like, I gotta fucking get off and fucking like go to sleep and shit. So, the next day I try fucking, I'm like, all right, I'm like, what if I do this? What if I run the fucking, the Switch through the Xbox One? You know what I mean? The Xbox One is a fucking like HDMI in. It's supposed to be for like TV or whatever, but you can whatever, run consoles through it and like whatever and just go through there. I mean, the logic behind that being like, all right, this seemed pretty sound on my end, but you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, all right, so, the Xbox, you know, Xbox One, I can stream the system fine. It's okay. You know what I mean? Like, I can stream fucking Xbox One through the capture card and shit, and it fucking streams. It's fine and shit. So if I just use it as like a pass through, you know what I mean? Is pass the fucking Switch through there. And then fucking, you know, the Xbox One, the HDMI out's going to the car. Like, why would that fucking not work, you know? Shouldn't be any different, right? I mean, doing that does add some fucking, like, input lag and shit. But it's fucking, it's like, we'll see. You know, maybe it'll still be playable, like, whatever. Like, maybe they'd updates and shit to make it work a little bit better. But I think I even tried doing this through the fucking, the Wii U. I think it had a similar problem, or just, maybe that's just how I wanted it, like, hooked up at the time. Like, this would make more sense to do it like this, but, yeah, there's fucking, like, major fucking input lag, so it fucking, like, it wouldn't really fucking, like, work, whatever, but, so do that. I hook up the fucking Switch to the Xbox One, fucking, like, alright, try fucking, again, just throwing on the preview, and just, nope, the same shit. Black screen and fucking just like, dude, I'm like, I don't know. Like, this like makes no sense. Like, I was fucking completely baffled at why the fuck this isn't working. So my eyes, it's gotta be like a software issue, right? Like maybe something with the fucking, the settings on the capture card. You know what I mean? Like, again, I already just pretty much like did like the Switch to like that drop down menu or whatever. But so I'm like, all right, maybe just gotta dig in a little bit deeper here and find out what's going on. So I fucking ended up completely uninstalled and fucking re-downloaded like the capture card software or whatever from fucking like you go on their website and you fucking download it. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to whatever, uninstall it completely, fucking go to the website, fucking reinstall, fucking fresh everything. And I start fucking with it. You know what I mean? Different settings. Yeah. There aren't really that many settings to mess around with, but, again, I had the Switch checked off and like what console you're streaming. It's like, all right, Switch. So I'm assuming that's what I want. This is what I'm trying to stream is the fucking Switch. So, the one that really fucked with me was there's one setting that's like fucking TV compatibility, and there's like a slider, and the slider goes from like 1 to 12. And in like the description of it says like, only adjust this if the signal is fading to black on your TV as you're trying to play. So I was like, yeah, well, that's kind of what's happening to me. Like, it's not really fading exactly, but it's, you know, it's fucking just cut. You have like those black lines and then it's fucking like cutting out completely to fucking black, but maybe it's that. So I go through each setting, fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, sorry, on that slider, it's fucking like, all right, one, you know, hit one, you fucking wait for it, you know, wait a couple seconds, and it's fucking, it's like, all right, like, wait for it to cut out, and then to, like, cut back in, fucking cycle through, whatever, and it's like, nope, all right, two, and fucking wait for it, fucking cuts out, you know, no signal or whatever, fucking try checking your settings, and do that all the way through fucking 12. One through fucking 12 and fucking nothing's working. The same shit. So it's like, all right, what's going on? Take the fucking system out. It's like the again, the screen, like, drop, you know, the screen or the system, I guess, drops into that fucking black block that has the HDMI out. So it's fucking just like, is that not like set right or whatever? So I'm fucking like, all right, taking it out, taking it back in. And it's like, sometimes I get like something showing up, like the top half of the fucking screen or like a couple, you know, a couple seconds of the game, but it will be showing, but it's like fucking like pink and all fucked up looking, and this way I'm cutting in and out again, and just fucking like, all right, so I get some pictures going on here. So again, go through like that 1 through 12 thing again, and it's fucking just like, Jesus fucking Christ, taking forever. And just so almost like trying to get an NES game to work, you know what I mean? It's fucking, should I fucking blow on this thing to make it fucking like work, or what the hell's going on? So here's the thing, here's the solution, all right? you ready for it? First, I want to thank all our new listeners. I know the numbers have been going up, so I know there's some new listeners out there. So, you know, if you guys keep the donations coming, you know, I can finally do this thing full time. And don't forget to leave a review on iTunes. That helps too. Helps in our rankings on the iTunes gaming. But yeah, it is a solution. Fucking 720p, right? You gotta do 720p. That's the maximum resolution you can stream the Switch, at least. When you're trying to use it with the fucking Elgato card, you gotta have everything set to fucking 720p. There's a 1080p option on the Switch, and there's a 1080p option on the capture card, but you have to set both to 720p for it to fucking work. You can't have the Switch on fucking automatic resolution. You can't have it on fucking 1080p. The option's gonna be 720p in the settings. Why? I have no fucking clue. Again, I played it directly with the TV with the fucking 1080p option, and it worked fine. You know what I mean? But fucking to the capture card, it's gonna be 720. So, yeah, it took me 2 fucking days to figure that out, and I just wasted like fucking half an hour or so of your time explaining what I went through to fucking like to figure that out. But, yeah, I don't know why, but that's just not how it works. So thanks Nintendo or Elgato or both or whatever, but that's your pro tip for the day. 720p is what it's going to be. That's the, what would they call that? A fucking, one of those rhymes, like a fucking mnemonic device or whatever. 720p is what it's going to be. But, and Super Mario Odyssey sucks. So it's fucking shite. What a load of fucking rubbish that is. No, I'm kidding. The game's actually really, really good. Yeah, Super Mario Odyssey is it's a very fucking, you know, very, very simple game, you know what I mean? It's just a fucking 3D platformer, a bunch of shit to collect, you know, a lot of hidden fucking secrets and fucking a lot of, you know, it's a lot of running around, fucking exploring and just fucking like trying different shit out and just, but it's designed, the game's fucking designed just like very, very fucking well, you know. It's just one of those deals where it's like, you know, you just think like, all right, this, something's odd, you know, something's off here. It's going to be like a secret in this little corner or whatever, and looks out of place or whatever. And there's probably something going on there, you know. This is, you know, it's just, not a lot of wasted space, you know what I mean? So everything's just fucking nice and tight, like an Asian girl. And yeah, and for all like the hype and the mystery of, you know, the revolutionary fucking Nintendo Switch, the system itself is pretty fucking traditional, you know what I mean? It's a pretty traditional fucking console, you know what I mean? The controllers you use, they're pretty much it's pretty much like a normal controller. They fucking split in half, so you fucking hold half in each hand, and so it's like you're holding like little boys' dicks in each hand as you're playing, and you have to do a lot of jerking motions to make fucking Mario move fast on like poles and ledges and shit. So, draw your own conclusions there. But yeah, I mean the buttons and the sticks are pretty much like, you know, where you expect them to be. I mean, they're a little small, but whatever. And yeah, the sticks are, they even like offset the sticks. You know what I mean? Like fucking like an Xbox controller. So. I guess only Sony's the odd man out there, and they still think it's a good idea to fucking have them like right next to each other and shit, so your fucking finger, you know, thumbs are fucking smashing into each other. I don't know. I still fucking hate that shit about the PlayStation controllers. I just wish they were fucking offset like everybody else. But, So yeah, I mean the big gimmick in Odyssey is fucking Mario can throw his hat, and you fucking you do that fucking constantly. I mean that's your main attack, is fucking throwing your hat out in front of you. So it's how you know it's how you collect fucking like coins like easily. Like there'll be a fucking like you know a line of them. You just fucking throw the fucking hat out and collect them or whatever, and just you know, most of the fucking the puzzles in the game are tied to that mechanic in some way. It's pretty natural to do. I mean, he's fucking he's press Y and he just fucking throws his hat in front of him and it just comes back to him like a fucking boomerang, you know. Or he can use the fucking the motion control, the right whatever controller. He's kind of just you know throw your hand out a little bit and it's fucking you know, the same thing as hitting Y. Yeah, you know, there's some fancier stuff you can do with it. Like if you hold Y instead of just pressing it, it'll stay out longer. Like it'll fucking just like go out to like the max height or until it hits something. It'll fucking just sit there and spin in place for a while. And you can, as you're doing that, you can run up to it and you know, whatever. You know, if you touch it, you jump off of it and you go a little bit higher than normal. Or if you throw it out, you know, throw the hat out in front of you and you shake the controller, it'll do like a homing attack. Like it just starts like homing in on like whatever's like closest to it. You know, the nearest enemy, or if you just fucking like jerk the controllers like one way, you know, like to the left or whatever, like it does like a circular attack. It just starts like going like a circle, like, around you. It's fucking like a, larger and larger radius just like goes out. So that's pretty cool too. But I mean, other than that, it's just fucking, you know, a lot of fucking running and jumping, and there's, you know, there's some nuance to that too. You know what I mean? It's fucking, you know, if you have the time, you know, if you time it right when you're jumping, you can fucking, you know, do like double and triple jumps. You know what I mean? Like right when you land, you hit fucking B or whatever. Like right when you hit the ground, so you do like another jump, and or if you like crouch down, then you fucking hit jump. You do like a back flip, and that gets you a little bit of extra height too. So, yeah, it controls like fucking Mario 64, you know, how you remember fucking Mario 64 controlling anyway, you know, plus hats. Let's get hats in there. So, yeah, so you use the hat to fucking possess enemies and fucking take control of them, and they'll have like unique abilities that, you know, you can use to, it gets you into places you couldn't reach before, like fucking like whatever, like a Goomba, you know what I mean? Little fucking brown mushroom dudes or whatever the fuck. And you can jump on top of them and they'll fucking die, you know what I mean, as usual. But you throw your hat onto them, and then you start like controlling them, and you know, again, it's just like fucking like, oh, you know, each thing you fucking possess or whatever has like unique fucking traits and shit. So those guys there, the Goombas, like they don't slip on ice, which is good, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, oh, you just walk like normal on fucking like ice blocks and shit. Or or if you're playing as him, you can also fucking like hop on top of like other Goombas, and you end up making this like this giant, you know, big fucking totem pole fucking stack of like fucking like eight of them, you know what I mean? Then you use fucking that extra height to get like, you know, whatever, like a coin or whatever the fuck, like a moon, a collectible or some shit that's like up that you couldn't normally get. It's fucking like, all right, I need like this giant stack of fucking Goombas to go and jump up and grab that and just, yeah, there's fucking weirder shit. Like there's a T-Rex that fucking smashes rocks and shit, and just a caterpillar you can use, it stretches out and you can fucking, you know, just wrap around like fucking like corners and shit with it, and just, you know, get to like different platforms. And tanks that, you know, fucking whatever, they act like tanks. You fucking just roll around in them and fucking shoot projectiles and shit, which is fucking weird in a Mario game. It's fucking like, all right, I'm playing it, so I'm playing like a simple like World of Tanks thing here all of a sudden. And yeah, you know, that shit just adds variety. You know, it's kind of cool and fucking innovative and cute, you know. It is a fucking cute game, which normally makes my fucking skin crawl, but, you know, it's just the right mix of, like, cute, and the game is fucking well-designed, and it's fucking stupid, and it's fucking, like, challenging, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, I don't think, like, just going down, like, if you just went down, like, the main path of the game and got, like, you know, you need to collect, like, these moons before you go into the next level or whatever. That's how you know, the main way to progress and fucking, like, whatever, you're fighting bosses and that shit, but, I think if you just fucking, like, oh, I'm just gonna, if you just did, like, the minimum, like, the main fucking critical path, like, I don't think it'd be very fucking, very difficult. You know what I mean? Like, this probably, it'd be pretty easy. But if you really start going off, like, doing a lot of like the optional shit and trying to like, I want to try and collect like everything or like whatever, just, some of that shit takes some skill, you know what I mean? It's fucking like races and fucking 2D sections where you're playing like classic pixelated fucking Mario and shit. And, you know, so it's not just a fucking like mindless fucking like super easy game, like fucking that piece of shit fucking, was it 3D? Super Mario 3D World? That game is fucking garbage. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Just, you know, I've made some progress. I think I'm like 6 or 7 levels in, and you know, each world's pretty imaginative, and it introduces new mechanics and concepts. And yeah, you know, I know this isn't exactly fucking breaking news here, but yeah, fucking Nintendo knows how to make a platformer, you know, a fucking 3D platformer, or whatever. Just pretty creative, and just shit that other people take, like, the basic fucking notions of, like, you know, again, like, collectibles and, like, secrets, and, you know, they take that, and they make it, like, fucking, like, real annoying to deal with, or, like, time-consuming. It's fucking, yeah, again, Super Mario Odyssey, everything just feels, like, tight, like, you know, it's fucking, it's like, yeah, something's gonna be fucking happening, like, you know, every like, couple, you know, little level, you know, the level design is just fucking great, again. Yeah, so yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it, and yeah, we'll have to go into more detail about it fucking next week, I guess. I just kind of wasted an inordinate amount of time fucking explaining how pissed I was and trying to get the fucking system together and get it fucking streaming and that fucking shit. But hey, you know, this is an educational podcast. You know, it was a learning experience for everybody. So hey, you can send your tech tips to podcast@gruntfreepress.com, or you can go to gruntfreepress.com and watch me victoriously fucking stream a children's toy. I'm absolute deicide. And you know what's problematic about fucking Mario? And it's not that he's always fucking saving Princess Peach, who, I mean, she honestly doesn't really put up too much of a fucking fight when she gets kidnapped and presumably fucking repeatedly fucking raped by Bowser. And Bowser's a big fucking proponent of traditional marriage too, by the way. I mean, in fucking Super Mario Odyssey, he's really going all out to fucking accommodate that fucking bitch, you know. He's fucking getting her the fucking, the best dress, the fucking best ring, the best cake from fucking, you know, around the fucking world, you know what I mean? What a gold digging cunt. But you know, and you get to think of if the Mushroom Kingdom and the fucking Koopa Kingdom are at war or whatever, wouldn't that marriage be like a good thing for everybody? Like, wouldn't that bring peace to fucking, you know, the king of fucking whatever, the Koopa Kingdom, and fucking the princess of fucking the Mushroom Kingdom get together? Like, wouldn't that be like world peace pretty much? But so yeah, Mario's kind of a selfish dick, I think. I mean, he's not really in a hurry to save her either. I mean, at all. I mean, it's like fucking, you know, he get enough fucking like moons or whatever to fucking power up the Odyssey vehicle and fucking go the balloon or whatever to go off to like then try to find her again. And then fucking like some guys like, hey, you want to play with some fucking, you know, RC cars instead, and fucking like, you know, you want to fucking help me gather a band up for a party? And Mario's like, yeah, sure, yeah, I'll fucking do that, yeah, fuck it, you know what I mean? So that's what we call cognitive dissonance. I think I'm gonna write a 2,000 word essay about it. Then I'm gonna go suck a big black fucking cock to prove I'm not racist. And then I'm probably gonna kill myself because, you know, I'm gonna find out I still am. You know, it's called logic, you fucking Neanderthals. So yeah, I mean, that's why I'm the critic, and you're just a scummy listener, you fucking piece of trash.
I'm ready for another attack.